knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, as the saying goes, first time for everything. That said, the incomparable Lily King back at it as the standout. The former Hoosier All-American won her first ever 200-meter breaststroke world title at the 19th annual FINA World Championships Thursday over in Budapest and made American swimming history while doing so. Per Braden Keith, who's editor-in-chief of Swim Swam magazine, King is the first American swimmer, male or female, to win a career treble of golds in the 50, 100, 200-meter of any stroke at the Long Course World Championships. Quite a feat. If you're adding up what Lily has been able to do, she earned her 15th career World Championship medal and 13th gold. Her time, 2:22.41. And that is bouncing back after finishing fourth in the 100-meter breaststroke earlier in the championships. She still has the final event to swim, the 50-meter breaststroke, later tonight. Atta girl, Lily. Reds swept in three by the Dodgers yesterday. They're in San Francisco tonight to open up a three-game set. Pre-game, Tommy Thrall, 9:45. Seven in a row backwards for the Reds. Maybe they can get healthy on the road. Enjoy your Friday and weekend. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Three-time state swimming champion Christina Pagel and David Nussbaum are Monroe County Scholar Athletes representing Bloomington South this past school year. While Christina heads to swim for Ray Lewis at IU, David was study and a football opportunity at Wheaton College. Who got him on his right track during his high school career?
Well, like for football, we went through a couple coaching changes as Coach Mo left after my sophomore year, so he kind of got me on my path because, like, my brother played at South like 7 years ago, and I've always kind of looked up to him and Coach Mo, and they always helped me. And then when Coach Johnson took over, I was kind of under his wing a little bit, him and Coach Lumpy, who's offensive line coach, and they've just both, like, really pushed me to be the way I am, pushed me to exceed expectations, I guess. My parents have always kind of pushed, like, good academics, and honestly, I just kind of just was doing what I was told to do, trying to do as many things as I could, and it's honestly helped along the way because I've learned to be able to balance time and football, because football takes a lot of time after you. It's kind of like another job, and it helped me learn how to manage my time well, which I think will be good for college.
And headed to Wheaton College, David Nussbaum, our scholar athlete at Bloomington South, along with Christina Pagel. Reds in San Francisco tonight to begin a three-game weekend set, a seven-game losing streak in tow. 9:45 pregame here on the airwaves.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.